And joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, tech reporter Mike Dubusky. Take a look at the tech world. And, you know, Mike, we've talked with you many times in the past about TikTok and the possible ban that it faces here in the U.S. And now we're talking about different Chinese technology that could also be seeing a ban in the U.S. This time it has to do with our cars. What exactly are we looking at here?
Yeah, so specifically we're looking at things like cameras, GPS systems, microphones, software, really like car componentry is a good way to think about this. Not Chinese-built vehicles necessarily. There are no Chinese brands that sell cars in the U.S., and there's really only a handful of Chinese-built vehicles of any kind that are sold in the United States. This is rather little pieces that kind of go into cars that could eventually go on to be sold here in the States. And the Biden administration, specifically the Commerce Department, is proposing this new ban on this technology, concerned that, given the fact that it's made in China, it could be used to spy on American drivers. And you mentioned TikTok there. That does have echoes of this new proposed ban. Also, tech firms like Huawei, the Chinese firm that was banned in the United States for selling, you know, smartphones and laptops that the government was concerned could be used to spy on American users. If implemented, this would go into effect in a few years for the software end of things in time for the 2027 model year. For the hardware end of things, which take a little bit longer to design, the automakers have until 2030 to get that in order. However, based on how long it takes to develop a vehicle, you can imagine that automakers are going to be paying very close attention over the next month or so. Right now, we are in a public comment period where automakers and the general public can raise their own concerns about this new proposed ban. After that, the Commerce Department is ultimately going to decide what to do with it. However, reporting indicates that they do want to get something across the line before January 20th, which is, of course, the inauguration.
You mentioned spying, but could it also mean shutting down or taking control of certain vehicles?
It's certainly possible. Now, one of the topics that was raised in the Commerce Department's press conference about this yesterday was the case of Volt Typhoon, which was this Chinese effort to insert malicious code into American infrastructure, things like water pipelines, electrical systems, and things like that. You can imagine that that hangs over this as well, the potential for, you know, the Chinese government to potentially shut down vehicles or control the infotainment systems within those cars. We really don't know specifically what the government is, you know, concerned about here or what they are aware of, given that they haven't provided a ton of evidence to suggest that any of this either, you know, interference or spying has happened. And that's true of a lot of these cases. We talk about TikTok a lot. There's no evidence to suggest that the Chinese government is using TikTok as a tool to spy on American users. Rather, they're concerned that it could be. And that's exactly the same case here.
You know, there's not a lot of cars sold in the U.S. that are made in China, but there's a lot of components that are. And we're talking about some of the more, you know, tech-related ones, cameras and microphones. But, you know, batteries, I feel like, so often get overlooked. And I'm wondering why, you know, it wouldn't necessarily have to do with spying or data, but I'm wondering why we're not talking about that a little bit more.
Well, it's interesting, right? So the Biden administration earlier this year imposed a 100% tariff on Chinese-built vehicles, and that is in large part why we have not seen a ton of Chinese cars crop up here in the United States. The few that do, there's a Buick SUV, a Lincoln SUV, a handful of Volvos. They face a sort of uncertain future in the United States, given that they now will see their, you know, at least cost to import double. And that is kind of why we're seeing that happen. With regards to the batteries, this tariff also affects sort of foreign-built, you know, battery componentry as well. I think, you know, from at least an espionage perspective, it's questionable what data one would get out of a battery that is built in China and sold in the United States. But, you know, in terms of the sort of scarier concern that we were talking about, the potential for the Chinese government to potentially control our vehicles, either shutting them down or you know, controlling them in some other way, a battery would be a big part of that. And as we see the industry, you know, transition transition over to electric power, in large part motivated by targets laid out by the Biden administration. That's a big part of this as well. So, yeah, it's a thorny issue. I think it would be a little bit easier to talk about if the government laid out specifically a smoking gun here that they're concerned about, or a more sort of unified way of thinking about the list of concerns. But we just don't have that at this point.
Is it just China? Is Russian tech an issue with components or anything else?
So Russia is part of this proposed ban. And again, it hasn't gone into effect yet. They have this 30-day period that is the public comment period. But you're absolutely right. Yes, Russia is exactly a part of this as well. However, there's a lot less Russian componentry that goes into our cars. Russia just has a smaller manufacturing operation than China does. So, you know, they're kind of, if not a footnote, a smaller piece of this proposed bill, but certainly a part of it as well. Same sort of concerns, right, that this could be used as a tool for the Russian government to spy on American drivers. Our cars are increasingly more connected to the internet. You think about just something as simple as a GPS system, which has been in cars for years, decades even, that tracks where you are, right? And that connects to the internet as well. So that is obviously very valuable data for a foreign power to know about, especially considering how often we rely on our vehicles. And that's part of it as well, and a big concern for the Commerce Department, evidently.
Hey, Mike, before we let you go, you know, we were talking this morning about California and their new law that by 2026, every school district has to have a plan to limit or eliminate cell phones in the classroom. Have we heard much from, you know, there's a lot of lawmakers talking about this, a lot of people talking about this. Have we heard much from phone manufacturers, from Apple, from, you know, Google, from any of these people about this idea?
You know, I don't have that information in front of me, but, you know, you can imagine that these phone makers have an interest in, you know, the youth, and that's often who buys new phones and who rely on phones to stay connected with their parents and their friends. That's a big part of this as well. And as you see, sort of not just at the state level, these sort of state level bans on phones in schools wend their way through, you know, state legislatures and what have you. There's also federal efforts to do exactly the same thing. The Kids Online Safety Act, you know, wouldn't necessarily ban phones in schools, but would, you know, limit, you know, the potential for tech companies like Apple and like Google to, you know, add certain features to their phones. And social media companies are facing similar kind of focus in that piece of legislation as well. There's no federal law kind of governing this just yet. That is something that is wending its way through Congress as we speak. But, you know, the future is uncertain.
Mike, thank you, as always.
Of course. Take care.
Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, joining us this morning.